In the 1929 Rose Bowl game, a University of California football player by the name of Roy Regals picked up a fumble by Georgia Tech and raced 65 yards toward the end zone. He was tackled on the one-yard line by his own teammate. Why did a player on his team tackle him? Because after picking up the fumble, Regals had gotten turned around and was running toward the wrong goal line. Now, a few plays later, Georgia Tech scored a safety and went on to win the game 8-7. Regals has gone down in history as Wrong Way Roy. Well, many people today are like Roy Regals, running toward the wrong goals in life. You know, some people are running after pleasure. Others are running after money or fame. They never realize until it's too late that they've been heading in the wrong direction. Proverbs 14, verse 12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it is the way of death." The right goal in life is to love God with all our heart and to seek to please Him in all we do. As a matter of fact, the Bible says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second, of course, is to love your neighbor as yourself. Every one of the laws, Jesus said, hang on these two. Every other prophetic utterance hangs on those two. We have as our ambition, Paul said, to be pleasing to Him. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9. So, if you've been running in the wrong direction, don't get upset when people tackle you before you cross the goal line. They're just trying to do you a favor. Think about it.